104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go. And I promised you that Eric Bana would be calling in today. Eric Bana of course, Black Hawk Down. He was also in The Time Traveler's Wife with Rachel McAdams. That's a lot of women love that movie. Lone Survivor, Dirty John, alongside Connie Britton, most recently on Bravo. And a multitude of other fantastic movies, but he made this movie a few years ago called The Dry, and there's another installment out called Force of Nature. So we're just waiting. Oh, phone's lighting up. All right, I got to answer the phone now. I have to compose myself. Good morning. This is Audra.
Morning, Audra. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So excited that you had time to chat with us today. You are a very popular person in this building. Who knew that the Time Traveler's Wife was such a big deal to the ladies in my office?
That's great to hear. No, I love working on that film, so I'll take that one.
Well, speaking of films, you've been in some epic movies, Black Hawk Down, Munich, Lone Survivor, even Dirty John with Connie Britton. But the film that you have coming out now is, do you use the word sequel? Do you use the word addition? Because the first movie was The Dry in 2020, correct?
That's right, yeah. And this, I guess you could call it a follow-up.
Okay.
Call it a follow-up, I think, would be the best term. Yeah, it's the second book in the series after The Dry by Jane Harper called Force of Nature.
Yes, and so you produced and starred in the first movie, which I will tell you I have seen, and it is amazing. Your role in that, being Australian and I'm assuming that it was all filmed in Australia, am I correct?
Yes, correct.
I'm sure that it's very close to your heart because The Dry, the title of that movie had to do with the conditions of the area. I mean, that was double entendre. But now you've got this Force of Nature film where you filmed in a very wet area. The conditions were probably quite different for you.
Oh, totally different. Yeah, so the first film we made back in 2018 or 19, I think it was, and we were in the peak of a drought in Australia, and so the conditions were just as you saw in the film, like incredibly, incredibly dry and parched. And Jane Harper weaves the landscape into her stories. It becomes like a central character, and it adds to the tension. And this second book is the exact opposite. You know, we're set in a subtropical rainforest in the middle of winter. It's raining. It's freezing cold. And so that's what we did. We went out in the bush, and we just ate it for. You know, 8 weeks or so, and but it looks spectacular as a result.
Well, the cinematography, gorgeous. I'm curious about your draw to this character, because sometimes actors will say, I don't really want to do another, you know, of this particular character, but this detective, Aaron Falk, that you play, I feel like there's a bit of mystery about him, even though we saw his backstory in the first film. What was it that made you want to hold on to this role?
Well, it's such a rare opportunity. You know, I've never reprised a role. I've never done a sequel or a follow-up before. And so to get a chance to do it on an Australian film was just really, really exciting. And to be honest, for Rob and I, filmmakers, we just always love this premise of the book of these five women who go on a team-building exercise, a corporate retreat, and get lost in the bush. We just felt like we haven't seen that, you know, like this is something that we haven't seen on film before. And one of them is my informant, and it sort of raises the stakes based on what's happened in my past. So it was the thrill of adapting another Jane Harper novel was, you know, part of the lure.
And I feel like maybe it's going to bring a little bit more attention to the first film. It wasn't, the research I've done doesn't show that it did, you know, brought much of to the American audience. I didn't know about it. And so I went back and watched it and loved it. And so I'm kind of hoping, and maybe you feel the same, that you feel like this Force of Nature, The Dry 2, will bring more attention not only to the film itself, the new film, but also to the series, you know, this follow-up element to it.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, there's a possibility, and let's hope that's the case. Both films are very much standalone. So it's not imperative that you watch the try first. In fact, someone pointed out to me, you could very easily watch them in the reverse direction. You could easily watch Force of Nature first and then watch the try. Works both ways, but they're very much standalone. She has written a third book called Exiles, which is like the third and final installment for my character. But yeah, we never thought about doing a second one whilst we were making the first one. We were just so concentrated on adapting that first story.
Well, the second one's done now. Would you consider doing the third?
We haven't had a chance to consider that yet. But again, we made sure that this film sort of stands on its own without giving too much away. So I think the ending of this works either way.
Well, and I loved the first one, as I said, but I'm really looking forward to the third one. Not only is it out in theaters, but it also will be out on digital coming up on May the 10th. And people can get the first film on digital as well. I think I watched it on Amazon Prime. So what did you like most about the story, the details? I mean, you said you enjoyed the element of five women going out, which is very, you're right, it is very unique. But what about your character in general? Was there anything that you felt made him worthy of your time?
Yeah, I like the fact that as a federal police investigator, in his 50s, he was really at that point in his life where he's very much quite reflective and questioning his choice in job and also their methods, you know, the methods of having informants and what they do and the sort of pressure they put them under and questioning the ethics of that and so forth. So I really enjoyed that side of the character as well.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you chatting with us today. I really want to encourage our listeners to check out The Force of Nature, The Dry with Eric Bana. Eric Bana, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thanks, Audra. Nice to talk to you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was Skinny Mike in the background that gets me those calls sometimes. I'm sorry that I hung up so soon. I didn't get to say thank you to him, too. Oh, my goodness. Eric Bana. Such a nice accent. Such a nice man. I really appreciate him calling us and letting us, you know, learn a little bit more about him. So, anyway, there you go. If you missed any part of the interview just now with Eric Bana of Force of Nature, The Dry, it is streaming today on, I think it's on Amazon Prime, yes. And then also, if you missed it, you can listen to it on Coffee with Kane on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links for those on my blog on our website. Go to b104fm.com.